Tov, we're learning the Hashem Briti Shalom.
What do you say this year? The whole, this came down to the whole world?
It's the most important book that came down to this world ever.
Ever?
That, it's not, he said it. He's in the name of one of the biggest tzaddikim.
After the Torah? Or?
The Torah is the basic of everything.
So
after the Torah.
British, the English would be?
The English would be, I don't know, the Holy Covenant.
Okay?
The Holy Covenant. The Brit Kodesh. Brit Kodesh is the Holy Covenant. Come. And, okay, Hashem, we're going to learn this book. We are up to 23, we said?
No, do you need me sticking?
Very good. You wrote it down? I just remember from yesterday. Was it? I went through a lot of things since yesterday at this time. A lot of things happened to me. So, I'll just remind us that. Oh, thank you. Tada ba.
Oh,
take one. If it's not mine, I'll bring mine. Okay, we meet that with
everybody.
Okay, here. Okay, we're on page 23. Ashomer Dagdusha. Just remind us that this is not a shir. Yeah, we're learning together. How to do this avodah? It's an avodah, it's a work. And if someone's not planning on working, and if someone feels that this shir is too harsh for them, it's like a level in the Gemara. There's levels of Gemara. If someone goes into shir that he's not yet in that place, so he'll be bored or he'll be scared away from the Gemara. Same thing here. So, Zad Hashem, we're still in the introduction. Zad Hashem, it's Amash, a book of Avodah. Work, meaning work is tefillah. Take this, what we're learning, and daven about it every single day. Like Avahu said today in the Shir. Yeah, every half an hour a day. And this.
On the Emad of Dusha.
Okay. Ashomeret HaKdusha, one who guards the Kdusha. זוכה לתקן את דיבורו. He merits to fix his speech. שמדבר אך ורק דברי טעם וחוכמה. What does that mean that he fixes his speech? He talks only words of that make sense, wisdom. That's what comes out of his mouth. Like I've always explained today, the computer that we, whatever we insert, that comes out. Obviously, that's what he talks. זוכה לאור השבת. He merits the light of Shabbos and the pleasure of the next world here in this world. Zocher lefuah v'gashmiut v'ruchaniut. He merits lefuah. Yeah, he'll be healed both in gashmiut and ruchaniut, spiritually and physically. Zocher lefuat hanefesh. He merits lefuat hanefesh, right? The healing of his nefesh mentally. זוכה לחלומות טובים הבאים על ידי מלאך קדוש. He merits good dreams that come through a מלאך קדוש. Someone who is not holy, he gets dreams through שדים. שדים is, how do you say שדים? Demons, right. Yeah, that's the kind of dream, that's the dreams that he comes from, all kinds of things. And someone who's holy, he gets dreams, holy dreams. From Shamayim, he can tell him things, he can see things, all kinds of things. מישהו קדוש זוכה לבנים אוהבי תורה. Someone who's holy, he merits sons which love the Torah. Like I always said today, it's also an education book. Because if you're kadosh, your children will be educated. They'll be running to the Torah without you educating them. זוכה לבנים תלמידי חכמים וחשובים. He merits sons which will be תלמידי חכמים, important תלמידי חכמים. זוכה לבנים שמחברים פירושים על התורה. He merits sons that will write פירושים על התורה. And Rav Aruch says that's why he merited to write so many books. His father, even though he was a very simple man that used to work in a factory and he wasn't a big Torah scholar, he used to guard his eyes, his father. And his mother was very, very tenua. So he said that's why I merit to write books.
I'm sorry, the mother was very...
very tenuous. They used to have, he told us, in the living room, a table... That was with It was with a tablecloth all the way down, close to the floor. And his mother, in order to fix her hair, she used to go under the table, to fix the tichah, under the table. I still remember his mother. She passed away a few years ago. She used to come here every once in a while. Under the table to fix her hair. Why? So the walls of the house won't see the hair, like it says in the Gemara. The walls of the house shouldn't see the hair. Halachically, she's allowed. A woman is allowed to walk uncovered in their house, uncovered hair in their house. But she, holy children, doesn't say she'll have. But if she's tanua, Havala tells us, by the way, that in the bathroom, like if we take a shower in the bathroom, it's considered not the walls of the house. She's allowed to take off the covers in her hair, obviously.
His mother
that did this? His mother, yeah. What do you think? Stam, she has a tzaddik? And also, she did, when he went off the derech completely, they never rebuked him, only loved him. They only loved him. And no one taught them this. They were just simple, innocent people.
Religious.
Yeah, very religious. Yeah. He went off. He came to the country, and the tzionim here, of course, like they did to all of them. He said, you want a job? Here, send your kid to this school.
Cut the pay.
Yeah, of course, cut the pay. I don't think they had pay. It's probably not that business. But and then friends and everything, and girls, and yeah. The way to Gehenna is open. Yes. But Hashem did that so we could have Ravaush. If he would have just grew up religious, I don't know if he would have been Ravaush. To throw him down a little bit, to bring him up for us, to save us. Only someone who was so deep in the tumah knows how to drag it. Yeah, it's like a spring, like a
springboard. Those, yeah,
yeah. That you jump on.
Diving board.
Yeah. So, one who has dusha zochel livnot et beito b'gashmiut v'rochanut. He merits to build his house, both if he's married or not married yet. He merits to build his house, both in gashmiut, he'll get a house that he owns, and also in ruchaniut, to build a house spiritually, to build the house. Metaken chatot neurim, it fixes all the blemishes that he did before. Someone who merits kedusha, the way Rav Avraham teaches us here, he fixes all the blemishes he blemished before. Kedusha. Hashem osel lo nisim, Hashem does miracles to him. Hu nitzol mitfisa v'yotzei medasurim, he can be saved. If he has a judgment on him to be in jail, he can be saved from that. And if he's in jail, בזכות הקדושה, you get out of jail. אדם שעובד על הקדושה והנאמנות, a man who works on קדושה, holiness, to be holy, and to be loyal to הקדוש ברוך הוא, נאמנות. זוכה לזיכרון, he merits. To have זיכרון, the memory, he learns the Torah, he knows what he remembers, what he learns. זוכה למידת הבושה, he merits to be... Busha is like it's shame, but it's not really shame.
Embarrassed.
Yeah, it's more like embarrassed, but not in a negative way. La'adinut nefesh, edelkeit. I don't know how to say that in English. It's
Everybody knows Yiddish.
Everyone here knows the edelkeit.
Well, let's translate that.
What did he say? Which word is that?
Gentle.
Gentleness. It's Motzechen b'nei kol orav. Everyone who sees him. He has a grace in their eyes. הוא נשמר מהריגה ומסכנת דרכים ומתביעה בים. He's been saved. He could be saved if he has a decree on a car accident. He could be saved through Dusha. מתביעה בים, from dying in the... from drowning. ועוד, כמו שבואה בפנים הספר, a lot of good things. Don't think that because of this, someone who has a decree to die in a certain way, He could die in that way. It doesn't make a difference even if you're very holy. Like Rapinkus. Rapinkus was a big, big tzaddik, a very holy man. Very, very holy man. And he died in a crash. He fell asleep on the thing. Him and his wife and his daughter were killed in a car accident 15 years ago. Something like that. Remember that?
Yeah.
Very sad story.
Yeah.
But it was a huge tzaddik. So what, he wasn't holy because of that? No, he was holy. Of course he was holy because of it. It doesn't make a difference. But sometimes a person has a specific decree on him, he'll be able to save, to be saved because of the Kedusha. Yeah, so there's other things could save him, but he said that. That's not why we're going to be Kedoshim, but it gives us Cheshek also. Ha'etza hi ha'ekar. The advice is the main. What does that mean? We'll see. V'zot lemudai. I want to tell everyone, announce to everyone here. Shesefer zeh, this book, eno sefer shelikutim imalat ha'kdusha ugnut ha'tahava. It's not a book, like I just said before, a second ago, not a book of gathering all kinds of sayings of how important it is to be holy and how negative it is to be with taiva. It's not that type of book, like a lot of books are. It's also important, but that's not this book. Ela, rather, Sefer Shemadrich et Adam. This is a book that guides a man Beder Bua Onechona in a clear and correct way. Ech Leagia Lidei Kach, how to reach this way, all these holiness, and get out of the taiva. Batzua Hanocha, the most comfortable way. Vehakala Beyoter, in the most easy way. Love that to him, and that people are dependent, the people who are around him. Because if people see someone holy, it says, someone who's, the Mishnah says, in regarding mikvah, something that cleaves us together. If you have handles on a pot, and you tovel the whole pot, also the handles tahol, right? Even though it's sort of separate. It's part of the, you attach yourself to someone tahol, you become tahol also. We have Rav Ushir, we're already good. Already we're in a good place. We have a tzaddik here. We go to Rabbeinu, to Uman. We're already in a good place. We're attached to the holy. Even if I'm not holy, I'm attached to the holy. In Hashem, I will be holy. Okay? That's why if a person, the more he becomes holy, his wife becomes more holy, his children become more holy, his family becomes more holy. Everyone around him, it affects everyone. Ki be'emet, sifrei likutim v'itaurut l'kdusha hem rabim be'minyan. Betochen u'be'echut. In truth, the books that gather all kinds of sayings about Kedusha, there's many books like that, right? And they're full of good things, quality things, of course. Ba'ikar ha'chidush ha'sefer hazeh. So what's the chidush? The chidush of this book, hu ba'adarcha ma'asit ve'abduka. It's l'maiseh. Ma'asit duka. Duka meaning? Baduk, meaning it was checked. For sure this works. This book works. Okay? Question is, are we going to work? Right? The book is going to work. Question is, if we're going to work.
Helps us
work. Exactly. What the connect? To reach through this book, Lidvekut, cleaving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time, Ukdusha, Mitoch Noam, pleasureness, chayei mishpacha metukanim, and fixed normal family life. Yeah? Family life is the other one? Chayei mishpacha. Top. Ki rak kasher yotzim mitahavat nashim, sheikula ahava hatzmit. Because only when we leave the love, the taiva for women, not love, love is the wrong word. The desire. Today, in this generation, and unfortunately in this world, they call love the desire. It's shtuyot. Love is love. This is the highest thing, higher than Yira is Ava. Yeah? It's lust. They missed a few letters there in English. I'm confused. Okay? Which is all self loving, this taiva. If only then. Only when you want someone leaves this self-loving, if shalichyot chayim shel kavod hadadi, then you could live a life of mutual respect to each other. Chayim shel derech eretz, life of right derech eretz. Chayim shel ahava ve'achdut, life of love and unity. Chayim shel emet ve'kenut, life of truth, and kenut is it's more than truth even.
Correctness or straightness?
No, that's not kenut. It's more than truth even. It's honesty. Chayim shekochot nefesh ve'osher pinimi ve'od, life of, you have a mental power to stand through the world. Most of the world does not stand the mental pressure that they're living on. The world is working very fast, and the human body is not made to work like that. People, they can't, I know many people, they don't go to sleep without a pill. They don't go to sleep without a pill. They do not. Why?
Yeah.
I asked one guy, why? He said, I work too much, I can't fall asleep, my mind is still in work. So he doesn't fall asleep. So he must take a pill to fall asleep. And other people, if they don't take a pill or a puff, they won't get up in the morning. Yeah, they'll stay depressed in bed. Many people, many people. They don't go to work before a puff. They cannot. It's not a drug anymore. It's not a drug. It's something to get them up. It's not a drug. They want to get high. No, they want to get up.
They only get up because they want to smoke.
Unfortunately, it's a nora. It's a nora. They don't have any power. Why? Because of tavat niuf. Tavat niuf. That's what destroys. It's cancer of the nefesh. Kipshuto. Kipshuto. It eats everything, and we'll learn in the book why. We'll learn why we're learning.
I'm sorry, the term you're using is.
What's that?
You just used the term.
Cancer of
the
Avat Niyuf.
Right. And the English for that would be.
Professor?
Adultery.
Immorality.
Immorality. Desire for immorality. Immorality.
Forbidden sexual relationships.
Yeah, that's the movie. What?
Niyuf is related to married women.
That's part of it, though.
No, but Niyuf, no, not Bechlal. No, Bechlal, general.
No, it includes like animals.
Yeah, but today is all kind of crazy things. You don't want to know. No, but especially, specifically women. It's all self-loving taiva. That's what we're talking about. And if when someone goes out of this taiva, he merits osher. What is it? Osher? Osher pnimi. It's internal.
Riches.
What's that?
Osher means riches, but osher.
No, that's with the ayin. Osher with the aleph.
Fortune?
Okay, it's, what's that?
Happiness.
It's internal happiness. It's, you feel fulfilled, you feel full. And most people, unfortunately, don't feel like that. I remember when we were in Chile, in the Shlichut, so people used to come to our house, right? And I used to talk, and I say, come on, I'm 20, I was 22 then, 6 years ago. I'm 22, you guys are about my age, most of you are older than me, roaming around the world. I have a wife, I have two children, then, so, who looks more happy? Me or you? Come on, tell me the truth. I don't have money, I can't roam around the world, I'm married, seeing parnasa to my family, I have to keep Shabbos. Who looks more fulfilled in life? Who? You don't have to say the answer. Anyone in this world, in this room, is a lot happier than most of the people outside. We're not working on themselves, we're not oivdim.
That they're in this room, it means that they already started working on themselves.
Yeah, Amash. Like I've always said today, there's somewhere.
But they're not running to, they're running from.
They're from, yeah.
They're not going anywhere. They're escaping somewhere, yeah, to go they're nowhere.
They're searching, yeah, they're searching. The searching. We don't know where we're going. Yeah.
A good referral would be Rabbi Arosh's book, The Garden of Wisdom.
Yeah.
Which is a really good prerequisite.
And if someone reads that, get a big smile on his face. Big smile on his face. All the time.
Like what?
If someone reads The Garden of Wisdom, they'll have always a big smile on his face. Regardless of what happens in life. You know that book, right? Garden of Wisdom, the blue with the two hats on it. V'lachen, therefore, kol echad igash lalimud. Everyone should approach the learning of this book that we're learning together now. Im simcha, with happiness, v'tikva, hope, v'im meretz, with is that?
Energy,
right? Unechonut, it's like willness, and in truth, lekayem et ma shelomed, to fulfill what he's learning. Uvechach, in this way, v'vadai yizkeh lit'om et noam imrotav. Of course, he'll merit the taste, the sweetness and the pleasure of the sayings of this book. Now we're going to read a chapter which is called Chovah Likro, Perek Hachana Lelimud B'Sefer Zeh. Till now, it was just to get us to want to learn the book. Because if you just started the book, you would probably close it and say, no way, no way. I can't. But now we have cheshek to learn it. Now we know what we can merit and what we're losing. Right? So now we want to learn it, right? So Rav Arush wrote a Hagdama, a perek, a whole chapter, which he wrote on top, obligatory to read. Must read this before you start the book. This is different than Rav Arush other book. I'm telling you, very different than his other books. It's not, you read it and you have a bigger smile and a bigger smile. It's not. It's just not. It's not. It's take it. It's work. Afterwards, the bigger smile comes.
He gave us dessert, now we're getting the meat.
A chapter of preparation to learning from this book. בספר זה נמצאת הדרכה עמוקה מאוד לחיים של קדושה ודבקות בבורא. In this book exists very deep guidance for life of holiness, kedusha, and cleaving to the Creator. Hadracha shekula novat mimekorot chazal. A guidance that all of it comes out from chazal. Nothing is made up. Ve'al pi hakdamot shel gdolei hachasidut, and according to the proceedings of the big
proceeding
of the big tzadikim of the chasidut.
Earlier.
Yeah, the earlier tzadikim of the chasidut. Zchutam agen olam, amen. Kmo shenavi bezad Hashem, like we will bring further on bezad Hashem, likut, a gathering, shetzitutim, of, echom tzitutim. Yeah. Got the word quotes. Of gdolei Yisrael, from gdolei Yisrael, from all generations, beinyan hanechitzut shel avodah kedusha, and beinyan, the matter of the necessity of working on the Kedusha. Ktefayim rechavot, wide shoulders. A wide back in English, you would say. Sefer ze, this book, kmo yeter ha-sfarim she-Hashem yitbarach hananu dikhtov, like the rest of the books that Hashem gave me the zchut, hananu ti, gave me the sechel to write, לא נכתב לכתחילה כספר של ליקוטים וצדותים. It wasn't written to begin with as a book of quotes. אלא נכתב מתוך החיים. It's written out of my life. It's my diary, basically, what I worked. כפי מה שלמדתי, where I learned, תוך כדי העבודה האישית שלי, through my personal work. That's how we're going to learn how he reached his levels that we could also reach. והעסק שיש לי ממשפות ישראל, and the dealings I have with the נשם הזווה מישראל, which he deals every day. וכפי שהשם יתברך העיר לי, and also the way השם יתברך enlightened my heart, את העצות, the advices, וחיזק אותי בהן, על פי התורה הקדושה, and he strengthened me, and also through the תורה הקדושה. בכל זאת מצאתי לנכון, לצאת מגדרי הפעם, and even though this specific book, I went out of my way this time to bring during the book tzitutim shonim migdolei olam, quotes from gdolei Yisrael, from the previous generations. Why? Hasiba lekach ששיניתי במנהגי, the reason why I changed from my usual
way of writing
exactly, משום שהנושא של הספר זה הוא נושא כל כך מהותי, because the reason the topic of this book is so essential in people's life, in the world בכלל, שהיצר הרע נלחם בו בכל כוחו, that the יצר הרע is fighting with all his power, all his might. Rabbi said he said pidyonot, you know pidyonot, pidyon, we do pidyon to the Rav, you give him 100 shekels, the kabracha. He said he gave tzaddikim hundreds of thousands of shekels, pidyonot, so this book will come out. He said it wasn't coming out.
Hundreds of thousands?
Yeah. We could have bought a house, another house, a few houses. Hundreds, that's what he told us. In Uman he said this. It's recorded, you can hear. This book, there was so much meniot. First Yaakov Herzberg, which wrote all the books of the Rav, he started writing with the Rav, and then he left the community. He stopped writing. And then...
And you say, what happened?
The guy usually writes the books of the Rav. He puts them like a... Yeah, he left. He left. Hashem wants him to leave now. It's part of the meniyot. And all kinds of things. This book didn't go out. He couldn't print it. It was already in print. No, can't. Go back. You know when it came out? When half the people were in Uman already.
And the rest had them.
They had them. Yeah, because people still stayed. Brought them.
First came out. Okay.
Huh?
Not for the marriage.
That came out later. A few days later. Right? So the Yetzirah is fighting, as you see. He's fighting this book. With all his might, he's fighting this. וכן, משום שכתובים בו דברי התעוררות בנקודות שרוב העולם רחוקים מזה. And also another reason why I brought quotes is because it's written in this book, words of התעוררות. התעוררות is not nice words. Not, oh, you're okay, everything will be okay. התעוררות is like, it's like Abdul speaks more. Yalla, start working, get up. No, mata ose. It's more harsh. That most of the world is very far away from this type of Torah on this subject. And they'll say, well, where did you bring this from? Therefore, I brought support, right, from the words of the big tzaddikim and tamid chachamim, famous tamid chachamim. So people don't say anything. They shut the mouth of people who will try to... that they spoke, וכתבו, and they wrote על ענייני קדושה ושמירת הברית והיסוד, on the matters of קדושה and guarding the ברית and the יסוד, דברים ברורים ומפורשים, clear and explicit words, באופן שאינו משתמע לשתי פנים. They wrote it in a way which is not, you can't explain it in two faces, one way. וכך שמתי לי גדולי ישראל לחומה ולמגן. And in this way I put Gdole Israel as a shield to me. And on their wide back, wide shoulders, I'm leaning. I'm depending on them, I'm leaning on them. And according to their guidance, their light, I'm going on and explaining this book. וזכותם של אותם קדושי עליון וצדיקים, מהם ליקלתי דבריהם הקדושים. And in the merit of those holy, supreme, holy, holy, holy tzaddikim, that I, from them I quoted and I gathered these holy words, and on them I based all my book, Yamdu lechol ha-mevakesh be'emet la'alot l'msila ola betken. They will stand, these merits will stand. So anyone who wants, really is asking in truth to go on the path that goes up to Hashem, ולזכות and they will merit לעלות ולהתעלות to go up and up ולתיקון האמיתי to the true תיקון. It's all a slow introduction. We didn't even start here. וזהו חלק משמות הספרים והצדיקים שדבריהם יצוטו. And these are part, now he'll quote part of the books that he quoted from, okay? I'm just going to read. Gemara, Midrashim, Sefer HaZohar HaKadosh, Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, Moreinu V'Rabbeinu, Rabbi Nachman Mibreslev, V'Rabbi Natan Talmido Zatzukal, Baal HaTanya, Rabbi Pinchas Mikoritz, Ha'avir Yaakov, the great-great-grandfather of Baba Sali, Sefer HaCharedim, Hachida HaKadosh, which is buried here, right here, Amud HaChaliyah was right behind him, Or HaChaim HaKadosh, חידוש הערים, הרב הקדוש מקוצק, פלא יועץ, שפת סמס, שוימר אמונים, האדמו"ר מתולדות אהרן, ברמי חיים, ויגד יעקב ועוד. Just a quote of holy books. ודעו, you should know, שהרבה יותר ממה שהבאנו מצאנו. I found a lot more than what I brought in the book. השתדלנו לצמצם כמה שיותר. I tried to minimize, contract, not to bring all of them. כדי למנוע עריכות מהגעת מקריאת הספר, in order to prevent, I don't know how to say this, like, it'd be too much if there's too much quotes, too many quotes. Yeah? ולהשאיר את האופי הפשוט והזורם של סגנון הכתיבה המאפיין את ספרי הגנים. And to keep the simple and easy way that usually he writes his books. Even though he did write quotes, there were so many, not everything he found, Because still it should be in a simple way, Lavaluch. And I'm telling you, it's not really in a very simple way, Lavaluch, because still it's not. It's a different type of book. Sheminisayon Lamadnu, from experience, I learned Sheuaofi Shematim Latzibur Alachav, that this way, of the easy way, the more flowing way, is the best way, the best way that fits for the majority of people, yeah? The variety of people, all kinds of people. Ve'noten la'dvarim ha'nichtavim chen ve'kalut havana, and it gives the stuff which are written grace and easy understanding. She'zeu echad ma'dvarim she'asa sifrei ha'ganim. Now this is one of the things that all the ganim of Rav Alush, he wrote, all the gardens that he wrote, you see that they're very easy to read and they're flowing. Even though the stuff there are very, very, very high things, all the books. Hashem gave him mamash big chesed and gave us the big chesed that he gave him this gift that to simplify everything, to make it so simple. It's unbelievable, unbelievable. They're the highest things in the holiest book. Still, he made it in a very very simple way, right? And therefore, yitkablu kol kach be'ahava, and they all be accepted Hashem. With love, the kerev tzibur kol gadol, it was accepted among so many people, goyim, Jews, all types of Jews. Jews, you know, is different than goyim. Goyim is goyim. Jews, on the other hand, each one is the whole thing. They reach here, You know the joke, right? There's two Jews on an island. There's one Jew on an island. There's two shuls, you know. One he goes into, and one he doesn't.
Three shuls.
Huh? There's two shuls and two people. If there's one, if there's one person, it's two shuls. One he enters and one he doesn't. What can we do? Okay. Tom, we'll stop here.